The following podcast is an Emblue Space and Studios production.
Hi there, this is Bloxip's special episode, and today we're talking about dating, relationships, and whatnot. Of course, it's your favorite girl, Chi Chi, over here. It's
hey guys.
Mommy Chi Chi.
What's it, guys?
What's it, guys?
You know who's here already?
Who's that, guys?
It's me.
You know that sound?
It's me, Snow.
Hi. It's me again,
and I'm back.
That's it. Anyway, so today we're going to be doing some different kind of reactions. Normally we react to celebrity news and just, you know, talk about that. But today we're going to be talking about relationship drama.
Yeah.
That I actually went online to find some kind of questions that people ask on online community forums to see the kind of problems people be having. You know, our problems are different from other people's problems. So let's find out and react to them. Are you ready? So let's get into the episode.
Let's gossip.
So today I'm going to be reading, first of all, I think we should make this like a monthly thing. This was just a random decision, by the way. I was in the studio and I said, let's just do this one. So this should be like monthly, right?
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Every third Saturdays we do specials. All right, so this question I'm reading right now is something I think we would be able to give in-depth opinions on, because, you know, it applies
you
to...
You think?
I think. So Snow hasn't seen the question yet. I'm going to be, you know, blind.
Well, you said
asking.
This whole thing is about relationships.
Yes, it's relationships.
Trust me, you're not going to find me in relationship matters.
So is it like, no, but she's not going to go out with, you know?
Give my, you know, 1.5
All right, so the question is quite long. I'll try to skip some things that are not necessary. So the person says, me and my girlfriend have been together for 3 months. It's been going very well for the most part. The intimacy is very great and we are both very active. I don't know what that active means. So we do a lot of fun activities together. She works at a hospital which has a gym, and she's a gym rat. A couple of weeks ago, she asked me, you know, that her workmate said he has a friend that likes her, and then, you know, the guy that likes her asked if she has a boyfriend, and she said yes. About a week later, you know, the girl came to him and said, oh, she exchanged numbers with that guy that likes her, and they'll be having a gym session together. So she said she's being straightforward, and, you know, he can read her messages. He's not, you know, he's not going to, you know, be doing any kind of relationship kind of talk with her, you know. And the guy is saying that he doesn't understand why she's in a relationship, but, you know, wants to talk to somebody that likes her, and she knows that he likes her, you know. And she said he just is a cool person, they get along well, and that's the end of story. So now the story where, you know, he's bothered with is when weeks later she said to the guy that the guy asked her, that's the other gym guy, asked her if the relationship she is in is serious, to which he said, yeah, it's a serious relationship. From her point of view, he's still a friend and they just exchange messages, and he has no reason to not trust her. That's the guy in question, or the guy, you know, talking about this right now, because the guy that she likes, or the guy that likes her, oh my god, this is confusing, the guy that likes her, you know, is not her type, and she's incredibly happy with him. That's the person typing right now. But what he's bothered about is that the fact that they're still buddies, even though, you know, she's aware of his feelings. So should he be worried? And he's not sure how to handle the situation appropriately. So the comments has a lot of people saying, you know, don't waste your time on this one. She's for the streets, you know, she's hiding. Why do you want to be friends with a guy that likes you? You know, I wouldn't, you know, date this kind of person. People are just saying, you're just shooting yourself in the leg. She obviously likes the guy and all that. So now we're going to be talking about this, because I think it's very relatable. It's very, very relatable.
And this is giving
from
off
both genders. So the guy would talk to girls that actually want them and all that, and then the girls would talk to guys that actually want them. So yeah.
Wait, first of all, why does he even have your number? Oh, her friend gave him her number.
Her friend said the guy likes her and then introduced them both. Then they exchanged numbers.
Why would you exchange numbers with someone who likes you? Like, you know that this person likes you. So, okay, what's the whole idea? Like, you're just going to be friends
so
with
yeah,
the person.
So, yeah, she's like, oh, I am in a relationship, but we're just going to be buddies. Like, we just talk because you're a nice person. You go to the same gym with me. You know, there's no reason for us not to talk. You know, why not just have
It's just a recipe for disaster.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, Why?
So
really?
Is this to say that
it's not necessary? You don't have to have his number, and he doesn't have to have your number.
So okay, you're saying it's because the guy likes her, or she shouldn't just give any guy a number at all.
No, you can give people your number, but like, okay, it's not as if you guys have always known each other, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe you lost contact or something, mm-hmm. and came back together. This is like somebody you do not know. And so then, it means you're willing to know that person, and you already know the person's intention. No, you know his intention. So you're like, you're going to engage,
mm-hmm. that and lead that person on.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Mm. And it's almost as if he's just going to hang in there, and if anything happens
hoping
to your relationship, you will just hop in.
Just bouncing.
Exactly. That's
I agree. I totally agree. But I have a different angle still. So my different angle here, just hear me out. Okay, I think actually it doesn't apply here, because this one, he made it clear that he likes and all that. And he obviously just wanted to know if, you know, the relationship is single. Because there are some people that they say they're in relationships, but they're actually just out there on the streets. Still, yeah. Right. So I'm thinking, I'm very, I don't know, casual minded when it comes to talking to different people. So if I go to an event or if I'm somewhere and I meet somebody that, you know, we click, right, doesn't have to be in any romantic way. If I click with maybe talking about work stuff or talking about just personal stuff that of interest to both of us, I would agree to exchange numbers. But I'm very, very, very clear on the fact that we're only going to be talking about this. Like,
exactly,
it is nothing. You can't call me
okay
tonight,
what
I'm
if
telling
the person
me, oh,
tells
baby,
you
no.
Okay, what if the person tells you, do you know, I like you, like in that way,
mm-hmm.
and you still go ahead to exchange, you know?
Okay, the person said, I like you and I want to keep touch with you, yeah. and everything, and I say, no, I don't want to keep touch with you.
Exactly.
I'm making it very clear, I don't want to keep touch, I don't want to give my number, but we can connect on, I would now recommend LinkedIn or something. I say, oh, talk to me on LinkedIn, we can talk on LinkedIn, we can talk on Instagram. That's because I just know that it will be limited to that platform. I can decide that, I mean, I'm not going to respond to this person.
No, like the person is not talking to you about work.
It's just
like, I like you.
Just say,
I want to be in
girl,
your life. Give
come
me
and be my
access.
Girlfriend.
Give yeah, I like you. Think about it. But in the meantime, just take my contact.
In that case, no.
Exactly.
In that case, no.
Exactly.
But that is, no. Let's take away the theory now and just be very real.
Yeah.
Let's answer this on a very real level, because I know that sometimes, maybe, yes, I would say those were very foolish times where you meet somebody and then you're not talking about anything of interest to both of you. You guys just by accident just jam each other and then, oh, hi, you know, blah, 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 blah. You don't say, I like you. You guys just say, okay, let me have your number. Let's talk some other time. And you just exchange numbers. But to you, you know, you've not, you know, carry the person in a way that the person should start thinking, oh, this guy's, you know, giving me green lights. That's to you. What would you say about that kind of situation? Because I know that one has definitely happened quite a number of times.
Wait,
where you just meet somebody and you guys just, maybe you're in a hurry to go somewhere else, but you're like, oh, we should keep in touch, let me just get your number.
Why?
Just to talk. So would you stop
talk about
all
what?
Your friendships because you're in a relationship?
No.
So why not have new friendships? That's
yeah,
the question.
But I have to know. You cannot just say, let me have your number. I'm going to be like, okay, like when you have my number, what's supposed to come out of that?
Okay, so again, my angle is different because I don't want to say this. So
that's
cheesy.
What I'm saying. Like, if
this
I'm
is
not,
so cheesy to say,
if I'm not in a relationship, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
like you can give me your number. I can't even close my eyes. Somebody will give me their number. I don't have to look at you.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a relationship, mm-hmm. like I'm going to respect my partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
By asking you, like, okay, why do you
want
my number?
Sure,
like,
sure,
I have
sure,
to know.
Yeah.
Even if you don't ask directly, because that sounds somehow. But you just have to, like, read the room and know what's
so,
going
so,
on.
So if the answer
is
comes
this
in,
work?
Like,
is this
if the answer comes in, like, oh, I just want to stay in touch.
Why?
What if it's somebody from your past life? Maybe when you were in school, maybe when you were in the church that you no longer attend. And those people, you know,
I knew
now,
them.
You knew them. But not on a friendship sense. Level, but you just acquaintance.
Yeah.
And then they just want to, you know, let's get back talking. You know, if there's anything new with you, we can just talk about life updates.
Okay, yeah,
just
I understand that.
Do you understand? That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I understand that. But not somebody who I do not know.
Okay, one fine boy just comes and like, baby
cannot,
girl, let me get to know you.
Yeah,
you know?
And I cannot find the link. Not yeah. work, nothing
mm-hmm. I agree. So,
to develop here.
Myself, so. I wouldn't also do that. There's some times where I'm out somewhere. So that there's something I've, you know, trying to take very seriously this year and even late last year, which is networking. Before now, Chemaka will not stand up from her bed to go anywhere if it's not work or church.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to accept invites to certain places for the sake of networking, because you don't know who you're going to meet. And
yeah.
I say, I don't want to use this word, but I'm always inclined to meet new people and make sure I keep in touch. Because that person that you're meeting now might be the one to, you know, kind of So I'm talking in a work-related way, because as that's a product person, you do need a lot of connections.
That's what I'm saying.
Scale.
You'd know that it's work.
Yeah, I know that it's
you know, because in that setting,
work,
in
right?
that setting, I don't have to ask you. Like, we're networking. Mm-hmm. This is like an event.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I'm going to attend this tech
exactly. So it would not make sense.
Like, oh,
it would not make
here?
Sense.
Okay, I work here, so can we talk
exactly.
on LinkedIn? But I always say, can
exactly.
we talk on LinkedIn? So that's where the conversation happens.
Exactly.
And we know that, yeah, we're not going to be calling
exactly.
each other.
Exactly. You know why you took the person's number, and the person knows why they're taking
yeah,
your
but
number.
It's never because oh, somebody exactly. likes me and I like person too, so
mm-hmm.
you know, so most times what they do is, I've noticed this scope that they do, like, oh, you work on, like, you know, you're working on this, this is interesting, my project is also closely similar, then when you get the exchange number, and then in hopes of talking about partnerships, because many times I reach out to people because, you know, we talked about a possible partnership earlier,
mm-hmm.
and then they come back saying,
and start talking about something.
They're not saying, like,
I like
oh,
your teeth.
Yeah. See, that has happened so many times. I'm always like, bro, that's not what we talked about.
Oh.
So I'll be like, so when can we have a meeting with your team so that, you know, we can get started on this process? And they're like, say, I'll let you know when. But by the way, you have a really nice smile. Like, okay, okay, can we get back to subjects? You know,
so yeah,
things like that. That's where my mind is at when I, you know, hear stories like this. So it's not the intention of a person or me to, you know, get someone that likes me just to be telling me I like you every day in my DM. Now it's not. It's mostly because they used another means to get my number, and then they now start to talk about other things.
And in that
and
situation,
then, you know, you just have to
it can be
it
crazy because God help you if your partner is not. Or has trust issues because if you start seeing those things, you'll be like, oh, okay, but you gave this person
your number
right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
So
what's happening?
Are
you trying to play me? You think I'm a fool?
Hi, babe. Hi,
like,
babe. From where?
Like, I don't know you.
I have
what's
made
going
that
on?
Babe thing. So because I know that, and so before I used to be, don't call me this. I don't used to like voice notes. I don't like calls, video calls, any kind of calls. So I was that. A lot of people didn't like me because it was as if no, you know, I was on high horse or something. But I just really had it. That was before dating or anything. I just really had that high walls around me that I don't want you to do this to me if we're not, you know, in that way. But now I've started to allow things. So when I see that babe, I'm no longer going to say, don't call me babe. I'll just be like, hey, babes with the S. That is a very big difference to me. So I call anybody that. Babes can be two little ones. Older ones. I think somebody said that to me once, a lady, and then I just was like, oh, okay, I can be calling people babes, because she didn't know me. She was like, hi babes, thanks for messaging me. Okay, did it. And then that's when I picked it up and started calling people hi babes. So when you see that kind of thing on my phone, in that way, I've usually disregarded it. It doesn't have that special endearment to me anymore, right? So, but if you come and be asking me some kind of questions, even after I've told you I'm with someone, you're just asking to be blocked. And I will definitely block you, especially if you don't have any other thing talking except that.
Yeah.
If you're my work colleague and you're disturbing me about that, I cannot avoid any connection or communication with you because we work every day together. So I will just make it very clear that I don't want you doing this. And if you continue to do this, you'll be reported. That's it. So, yeah.
I think in this situation, the guy needs to give us more info. Like, okay, did she tell you why she gave the
no,
this
she,
guy?
No, he said that. He said that. He was like, she said he's a nice person. And he's just a good buddy. He also goes to her gym. So she's a gym rat. She was at the gym. And then he goes there. So, like, they're going to be seen anyway.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it's just like somebody not working in your office, but, like, in your office building, there's around maybe one or two things he has doing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you know, if somebody comes to your table and you're on your laptop and like, hey, what's up, Snow? You know, how far now? How have you been doing? How's your day going? And
so
then they talk to you for a day. I'm like, oh, just give me a number. Let me just have it just in case.
Yeah.
In that case, would you say something like, oh, I can't give my number. I have a boyfriend. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Do you understand
you
this
have,
now? So
yeah.
In theory, right? It's like, yeah.
It's almost as
paper
if
is normal,
it's almost as if don't
in real life situations,
make male friends when you're dating.
And you know, some people might now take it to being like, but I don't even like you that way. Why are you telling me you have a boyfriend? I don't care. Like, I just wanted to. So now, wow, people now.
But
wow,
you know,
now,
guys too. Sometimes they feel like they know themselves. Like, this guy is just trying to come in, hoping that I'll leave, and then he would make his way in. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, and
so it can be. It's not every guy that will be comfortable with that. Same goes for girls. Same goes for girls. It's not every girl that would just allow her man to have female friends. Like, new female friends.
The problem
just
with
like
guys,
that.
No. Should we open
just
that subject?
Like that.
Should we open that subject? The problem with guys is that, unlike some of us, I'll say some of us because not all of us are doing this. When we meet new people, we tell the guys, we say, oh, this is the person that I just randomly met, asked my number, I did this, we're talking.
But the guys will not say the same.
The guys will not say the same. You see what they will do? They will just be doing private, or till you reach one stage where they don't even fit to come again because they don't go too far.
Yeah.
The very same asking, show me the color of your pants. That's why they cannot tell you again because it's like stupid things. You know, for us now, some of us, again, not all of us are behaving ourselves.
Yeah.
Some of us can say, you know, this is what he said to me, I'll show you. And because your response was so affirmative that you're not interested, you can show this other person. But they, when those girls call them in their car, they'll say, let me call you back, my girlfriend. Because they are hiding things. But, you know, with people that are clean, they will take the call and can even put it on speaker and then talk and be like, oh yeah, you know, let me even video call yourself, see my babe, this person I'm telling you about. You know, that kind of it's a healthy ground where you can even meet the person and you can even become that person's friend.
Yeah.
So if you want to be friends, you'll be our friend. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You'll be our friend. When we go out together, you can be there, you can just also be in the background, but there you are part of our friendship. Do you understand?
Yeah. Understand
so, but for guys, they just keep it as one dirty secret. They mostly say it was a Snapchat because you can't find chats on Snapchat. Do you understand? Do you get the format?
They'll
send you a message and it will not disappear. So when you're telling them, your man was my DMs, but you don't have proof. You don't have proof, right? So for me, that's
different things for different people, Sha. Some things that understand.
This one is base rule. Tell the person you're with when you meet a new person, like, that is talking to you actively daily. I think that would help. If you start going to the gym, so imagine, said this would be your gym buddy. That's the question the guy was, part of the question the guy was asking. So if I go to the gym with you, Snow, you're a guy now, I'm a girl, and we go to the gym together, like, we'll probably even pay the same subscription fee, maybe under one particular package, and then we're gymming together every day, and my partner does not know at home. Say, for example, he doesn't want to go to the gym, but I want to go to the gym, and somebody else wants to go to the gym. Like, okay, let's split it then. Okay, we pay this together, we'll be gym partners.
Yeah.
But outside here, this way ends. It's just like work partners, gym partners. We're going to achieve a particular goal. I'll hold you accountable, you hold me accountable. That happens. Let's stop being unrealistic with all this. Oh, don't talk to any man that's not your husband. I don't agree with that.
I see
that on Instagram so many times. I see things like, when a man that is not my husband texts me, I'm like, bro, what? You stay at home all day? Is that you literally just talk to your husband every single day of your life? Nah.
Yeah. In all of this, just be careful.
Slowly.
So you don't have explanations. You don't have to explain anything to your partner because these guys, sometimes
profitable to the direct.
They would be cool with you. They'll be acting like, no, I'm not doing this.
They will just send you
a text.
Guys, let me tell you
and
something.
Then your partner will not see that text.
Let me tell you something, guys. Somebody can be talking to you. Like, you guys have just been friends day one to day Z. You can just be talking every day about, this is how my day was. My work, not like every day, like just once when you guys get to talk, and that person just say, I've been thinking about kissing your lips from nowhere. Bro, this one is out of pocket, and that's the part that somebody will ask.
Exactly, that's that person that's gonna be like, okay,
go buy.
So good.
I don't know what they smoke in the afternoon that makes them to come and ask or say such statements. Very weird.
That's the devil speaking. I am toxic. There was this gist trending on Twitter during the week about a guy and a girl who went out on a date, and the guy ordered meat pie and co or whatever, and the girl ordered
meat pie and water,
Chinese spag or whatever, almost 17k.
Yeah,
and okay, they both paid for. They paid their own.
No. So when they came to like take the bill, he told her to pay. Pay your money by yourself.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And she paid.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she texted him saying that what he did was bad.
Yeah.
And then he now sent his own piece.
That, I ordered meat pie, but you ordered the stir Chinese spag.
Mm-hmm.
That you should have looked at what I ordered to gauge what you should have ordered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, okay. And Twitter, I don't know.
There are so many reactions. Some people are like, when you see somebody that is ordering meat pie and water, she not supposed to click for it. Another person is like, are we in the meeting room? Why are we eating meat pie and water? Another person is like, what kind of restaurant would sell meat pie and then still sell pasta on the same menu? you know, but a restaurant like that, let's just be frank. The restaurant that would do
so what's
fine
your
dining
take on
and
this? Let's start with
simple.
No,
you start it yourself because I know you have a lot of solid.
I don't have any solid.
Yeah, I'm saying she doesn't like that the guy did not tell her his budget.
Yes, be
then.
Open. Like guys, you people are always setting yourself up for these
for
things.
Stupid drugs
because you keep placing yourself high up there.
Yeah, you make yourself look
exactly.
like you have it,
and
then
you
when it's time to, you know, bring out
exactly,
the moolah,
show
you're
it.
Like,
you have nothing. First of all, you don't have to go somewhere to eat. I mean, for them, for the spag or whatever to be almost 17K, it means it's not like a really small restaurant.
Yeah.
And also, it might not be like a luxurious place.
Won't go Shira, but you know, guys,
it's above average.
But you're going to Shira.
Yeah, okay. It's above mm-hmm. average. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have... You, oh my goodness, where do I start from? If you invite someone on a date,
that's furious.
If you invite someone on a date, what are you expecting? Like, it means you have the means, basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't, there are so many other things that you can do. Like, you can go, I don't know what else, go to the beach. Go to the beach.
It's not my idea. It's to go to the beach.
But you're not going to pay almost 20K at the beach.
No.
You just need your gate pass.
No, you
and then you hold your hands by the beach and
you cannot,
let
the you
water,
go to
the tide
and just look at water.
You.
You have to eat, my dear. You have to eat food. You have to rent a, what do you call that, the way people sit.
But they're not going to be selling Chinese spag there that is
so
going to tear your pocket.
Somebody asked,
so be wise about it.
Dates? Can't you go for activities? And another person said, is it a person that has money for a meat spag that will go for activities? And you want to do paint and sit.
That's why I said
15K.
The best one
cheap,
is that
cheap,
beach.
Cheap, 15K.
The best one is that beach. They are not going to serve Chinese spag.
But you're going to eat.
Even if
no
you
matter
get
how,
to eat.
No matter how the thing goes, you must eat.
Even if you get it. Did you not eat meat pie?
So it's for the meat pie. Have you seen that
meat
pie?
You still, no, I understand. But you still get meals or food that mm-hmm. is at that range. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So Snow is basically blaming the guy for not
yes,
being wise.
Yes, you started it from the very beginning. Like,
you know,
be wise
that
about the place that you pick. I mean, dating 101. Be wise about the place that you're
notes.
Going to.
Yes, ma'am.
And even if you decide to go there, you can, I don't know, there's a way, there's, I don't know, like communication.
You can just tell the person, oh, like, would you like cheese balls?
Yeah.
And
or even
like,
before
oh,
the
yeah,
date.
Like,
you can just throw it there.
So
like,
imagine, like, both of us are on a date and I'm eating meat pie and I say, oh, would you like scotch egg? And I'm like, no, I want, what do you call that thing?
Chinese bag.
Chinese bag.
And you're like, but I did not really
what
plan
we,
for that.
What did we carry? What did we throw? How can I ask if you're a hot dog and you're asking for, I don't know,
there has
out
to be
of bucket.
Exactly.
You need to give that prompt of, oh, would you like this? Because mm-hmm. the person will now click, oh, okay, maybe this is the budget mm-hmm. that he has in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're too shy, maybe you don't want to deflate your own ego by mm-hmm. saying, oh, this is my budget. Because I do know that some people that, you know, come out and say, oh, my budget is just 10K. So please, let's do it. Maybe next time we'll go higher or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the lady, which I'm going to come in from, for the lady, when
sorry,
you
let
see,
me just add this. I think that guy is shameless because if you're not shameless, you would be thinking about... No. Do you know what?
You, your energy.
No. I'm just being realistic. Like, if you're not shameless, like, why would you... Like, this would have gone south.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
What,
like,
she have money to pay?
She only tweeted a screenshot, right? Showing his name, Benga.
Would have videoed him.
There would have been a video. Like, there would have been an altercation or whatever. Like, a fight. Do you understand? Like, mm-hmm. oh, you brought me here. You don't want to pay because I ordered Chinese spag. Oh, I'm going
like
to pour this drink
Chinese
on you.
Spag?
And you see yourself on Insta blog.
Femi Falana came.
And everybody will see
like,
you.
Indomie? That should be like spaghetti.
And everybody will see and you know, and your face will be there
right.
in the video. The internet
will forget.
You would have saved
food.
Yourself the stress
right.
mm-hmm. and the embarrassment. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so that is right there.
Yeah.
I think immediately she ordered, so you could have said, oh, are you going to pay this one by yourself? You know, let her know that. You because before you order and before they bring it, there'll be some time to talk.
Mm.
So if I called the waiter and said, you know, I've changed
for
my
mind.
For
me, it was already too late, dude.
It's not too late.
As they entered that restaurant, That was it. Because you're supposed to have this conversation before you pick the restaurant
so that she
will
eat at all and be better, feel small. And then, you know, when she comes there, she'll know how to order. So I think what I would have done if I were to be in the girl's position, if I'm not going Dutch, so before now, we didn't have an agreement that we're going Dutch. You asked me on a date and I'm expecting you to cover the bill. I look at what you're ordering first. When they come to me, sometimes the guy will be like, oh, you order first. But I'm like, no, order first. I'll order what you order. If I don't like what they order, then I order something within that same category. So you can't be eating suya now and I go order steak. You know, go
so
work.
That's what you usually do when
that's
you go
what
on
I
a date. You gauge
do.
What they're
I gauge
eating.
What they're eating, and then I just ask, like, oh, it's not fine. I'm asking based on, do you think this would be nice to eat? Not as in, is it expensive or something?
But that question would not help you. Because that
if you say, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
like,
it's nice, but the amount's not nice. So please be specific next time.
I have
so now not go wash please. Next time.
Nah, can I say wash plates very well, if you don't know
God
that?
For me, don't.
I can't. If you're bringing my son, I just for me. bring it. Do you have detergent or is it liquid? But I think for me, I always carry extra bar because there's sometimes when his own card will decline, so they're not really cards like this guy. That's
true. That's another one.
But would as you can, you don't carry anything for your bag.
But these days, though, how would you go out without having your own money? Like, what if something happened?
All these guys that carry bag that says only small, the size of my patience. That's the same bag that I got to
use. Okay. How do you have enough patience to wash plates with a rich ceiling? Okay, now. Okay. Size of your patience.
Imagine you carry that small bag.
Don't worry.
People now look like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring my card with me. Do you have that? Let me check. You open that small bag and like,
because men can embarrass you. You have to be ready. At least to pay for your own meal. Do you understand?
You,
the guy
I'm
can't decide to wash plates, but
when
you
when there's a problem with the
boss
payment.
Boss moves. You pay, swipe your card and
I'll be like, oh, never mind, don't worry.
And if you want to flex more, you can pay his own and be like, do you also want tea fair?
Why would you pay his own? Before this guy you didn't create.
I no go pay you no. I'm sorry, I no go pay you no.
I don't go pay you now. When I come separate.
Because I want to finish you. Because why would you bring me out here? Oh, you pay his own.
Okay.
No, pay his own, right? Wait. Pay? It's okay to pay his own, right?
Even in a relationship, I mean, we just walk out, come chop.
What? I'm talking, what?
Like, if we're in a relationship, you have to pay. Like, you said, you don't get stressed. No, I'll collect.
If I'm in a relationship, I would not be stressing myself over food and outing and whatever because we already know each other. Do you understand? Like, but I'm talking about first dates. First dates are dangerous.
Come shop, you want to make a date.
First dates are extreme sports. So you have to be ready.
Okay, so what I would do, that sometimes when they'll be like, oh, I can't use my card right now, something wrong, maybe network, and I'll pay for it, right? And I leave it at that. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, should I transfer back?
What if it happens the second time? The second date.
I don't let you pick. I won't go.
You'll be like, guy, I'm going to pay for my meal.
You can't eat. I'll make you not only you'll be eating in front of me with my money.
You guys have already ordered the food. You already eat. You've eaten your own food.
How can you not be telling me you can't pay after we've ordered the food? You have to talk now.
Hey,
now
that's
never.
The point where you have to what? Pay for your own.
So in that case, I said, okay.
I'm blocking.
So, thank God this thing hasn't happened to me before.
Me too. If it hasn't happened to me.
You don't know. You can't think they're fine. You know, everything's in the bag. But
you can never.
God, no go shame us.
I mean, we record this from Lagos. We are in Lagos. This Lagos, everybody, they move mad. You have to be ready.
Mad
people everywhere.
Now that we're speaking of first date, I want to know one nasty first date experience you had.
I've never had any because I go pour water for you.
I think my own was no, I don't allow people to just say, oh, like, can we meet anyhow? No, we can't meet. Oh, meet. We meet in Google Meet. Sorry, I don't want to see you. Before then, it was okay. My classes end by 6. I can meet you by 7.
Right.
We meet on Google Meet or FaceTime. As if I even agree to do FaceTime with anybody. So now I don't have many of those experiences because I'm only mostly going to have one person, right? So I don't have that. But before, when I was not wise, I went to the movies. This one was Ozone. Let me not even hide anything. It was Ozone Cinemas, right? We got inside. And funny thing is, we're not planning to do a movie. It was just, because that's where he was going to be and that's where I was going to pass. So, okay, let's just go for a movie. And then throughout the movie, it was sitcom kind of thing. So obviously people were laughing. And then somebody would laugh, hand would reach near me. They tried, I don't get. Is it that funny? Is it that funny? You've lost your bearing. And then I will now look like, I'll laugh away. Why are you laughing too? I'm laughing away. And then it happened like 4 or 5 times. I just stood up and said, I'm going to the restroom. And then from there, Mama, no restroom. Why are you trying to touch my body? Because of movie and popcorn? What is it? So in that
it's just
case,
touchy.
It's a no for me. So nowadays, I don't want to meet anybody, no matter how normal they look online. Rich for,
have you gone on any blind dates before?
I don't want to do that.
That would be fun
but
to try.
But you can't call dates where you've been talking to the person online, a blind date.
What I'm saying, blind date. It's like, you don't know the person. That's what I'm asking. Like,
how's that even possible?
Can you do that?
Where you want to meet?
No, just to see the person.
How are we gonna get there? You must have told me that we're going to meet somewhere now.
Yeah, like,
so that's not gonna be a blind date. Blind date is mostly those in the part of the world where like arranged engagement settings. So your parent will say, meet him at Chicken Republic at 5 p.m. Then his own parents will now say, meet her at Chicken Republic. That's when you guys meet and be like, hi, are you the one?
It could also be
when you're talking online. You already stalked the person. Probably.
No, but you don't know the person. Like, let's say the person has no pictures, right? And the
it's
person
still
is
not
like
blind.
It's
you
kind of
the
blind.
Voice,
yeah, but you don't know how
you,
the person
you know the
looks.
Person's name. You can find out if you want, or you can ask for a photo.
I think that's
the
person's really. And you don't know how the person looks. So as the person comes in, you're like, okay, this is the person.
Now,
to you, that's a
blind date. Okay, well, I get your point.
That's
let me Google what blind date means so that I'm not even wrong.
I don't know. That's what I think. Like, you don't know the person.
So blind dates are a social engagement or with a person one has not previously met, arranged with a view to the development of your relationship. So it's mostly in Korea. Because the first thing I'm seeing here, what is blind dates in Korea? Because it's always them. It's only them. Yeah, so a romantic meeting where two people who have never arranged to meet before, go.
Exactly.
To,
so like that's the first time you're seeing this person, basically. You have no pictures, nothing. Like, if you're in public.
But if you've met online, that's an e-meet.
That's blind date to me. Like, you don't know how the person looks.
There's so many people that we've talked online, but like when we jam, not plan to meet or jam, because the person could be like, I've seen you before. And then I'm like, I haven't seen you. I'm the one that talks to you. Like, you're that person, but I haven't seen the person's face.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't consider that to be.
No, if you guys decide to go out, like to eat, it's a date basically, but you don't know the person.
But you've met online.
Yeah, that was how you guys arranged to go on the date.
Oh yeah, no, I like, can take your definition. I take my own definition.
I don't know.
But I have never done that before. Anybody
me
I meet,
too,
I probably would have been talking
be
to the person
fun.
Online for 1 or 2 years. I can't just randomly say, let me come and meet him until I use me to do it. I don't understand. I must be sure that everything is fine with you, like mentally.
But it's going to be an open place now.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes you might enter an Uber together or something, or you might be, from here, let's move to the next place, and you enter a car. Then, if I knew it, I'm taking you to a Shobo. And then, don't bust.
Then
like,
bring that red cloth.
Or you'll be like, you're sweaty, take this handkerchief. You don't wake up in the corridor. They tell you, go and pick all the chains in your house. Bring out the gold.
I beg.
No.
I'm hungry, Jerry.
I'm not that trusting. You're hungry?
Yeah.
The only thing I ate today was akara and bread.
Lucky you. I've not eaten anything.
I know you're lying.
I'm serious. I'm not lying.
I'm so hungry. Me too. It's past 4 p.m. So the next topic would be high value. High value women. From maybe the next episode. Topic.
Exactly.
Yeah, high value. High value women, because what I'm starting to see is beyond real. I'm seeing course of 1.4 million naira on how to marry the right person.
To be continued.
To be continued. See you.
That's it, guys.
Bye.
I am blocked.